We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Craig Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Mark McKinnon, former chief media strategist for President Bush, and he is also now affiliated with the Workforce Fairness Institute. We want to get his insights now on the latest developments in a push towards much stronger control over workers by organized labor. And Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This is an issue known as card check and has been talked about a little bit in the campaign season, but it appeared to be on the docket coming in as one of the top early legislative priorities of the growing Democratic majority. What's the status now of where this seems to be lining up in the pecking order?
Well, this issue was really below the radar screen for a long time because everybody realized that President Bush would never sign it. But now, because Senator-elect Obama has pledged that he would sign it, and this is after Labor spent $400 million supporting Democratic candidates in return for supporting this piece of legislation, which has the Orwellian name of the Employee Free Choice Act. We call it the Forced Choice Act. But now it's above the radar screen now that it is a Democratic Congress with a Democratic president. And what's happening now is that people are really hearing about it. And the more that people hear about it, businesses in particular, they are going crazy because this is the most radical rewrite of labor legislation since the 1930s. And it's got two really problematic components to it. One is that it strips employees of the right to cast a secret ballot. A democratically held principle that is so outrageous that even former senator and presidential candidate George McGovern, who is a liberal icon and longtime friend of labor, has come out and said that this is just a complete violation of what the party stands for. And the reason to do that is that labor knows that they'll get more people signed up if they have to vote in the open in front of labor leaders in a more coercive environment. And two, it has a feature in which if negotiations break down, which they inevitably will, the federal government puts into place a bureaucrat who will dictate the terms of two-year contracts. So that means that when negotiations break down, you have a bureaucrat who will come in and basically dictate the terms of salary, benefits, and wages. And that's why labor is in no position. I mean, there's no rationale to negotiate because they know they'll get a better deal from a federal bureaucrat than they will from an employer. So those are a couple of the real problems. And what's happening now is that because it's a political minefield, and we think, of course, a public policy disaster, but politically it's very problematic for the Obama administration because they don't want to get in a firefight with business first thing out of the gate. And that's why there seems to be some evidence that among particularly Southern Democrats and some conservative Democrats, that they're not anxious to vote on this bill early or at all, unless there are significant changes made.
Mark, you know probably better than anyone that how you market an idea is just as important sometimes as what the idea actually contains.
Sure.
You've explained how this legislation would impact workers and businesses and much of America in a negative way. What can we expect from the union side on how they'll try to pitch this to the American public?
Well, they've framed it with a very Orwellian name, which is the Free Choice Act, which is exactly the opposite of what it does. But their position is that it's actually rather transparent. They basically admit that this is a device designed to turn around labor's fortunes, and it has declined in the private sector from 35% in the 1950s to about 7% of the workforce now. And they just know that under current conditions, they're not going to be able to get much more rank-and-file membership, which translates into dues to the union and more money. So this is a way that they know that they can automatically get more membership, therefore more money, and to do the sorts of things that they want to do politically. But the problem, as I said before, is that the more this comes to light, the greater problem it has because people begin to see through it and recognize that it's got big problems for business. And the last thing that business needs right now, given all the other stresses that they're dealing with, is the prospect of unionized workforces that are going to just, and federal bureaucrats dictating their wages and benefits.
Obviously, the economy's had a negative impact on a lot of things, but some people say the fact that we are further in debt now means we might not see government, an effort to take government control over health care as soon as we might have otherwise seen. Is this another area where the bad economy might actually at least delay, if not thwart, some legislation that folks like you see as damaging?
I don't think there's any question about it. I think that, you know, I'm a Republican, but I'm also a patriotic American, and I genuinely hope for success for the Obama administration, and pledge, you know, my support is in bipartisan spirit to the big ticket items that are out there. We've got to do something, or we all fail. But I think that the Obama administration smartly recognizes that they've got to get a stimulus bill first. They've got to deal with other issues, and that issues like this labor bill, they're certainly going to have to deal with it at some point in some fashion. But now it's just not the time.
And so, in terms of where this is headed on a timeline, do you suspect it'll still be something that's dealt with in 2009? Will it be put on a severe back burner? What's your hope and what's your guess?
My guess is that they'll be, well, this will be a test of labor strength. If it comes up early, then we'll know that the Democrats really are hostage to big labor. If it comes up later, then I think that the wiser minds will have prevailed. Hard to tell on the timing. But, you know, labor is holding everybody's feet to the fire, and they want to vote as soon as possible.
Where can folks learn more about this issue and why you believe it's a bad piece of legislation?
WorkforceFairnessInstitute.com. You can get all the information you want to. And the bottom line is that this is a Trojan horse that just will radically rewrite labor legislation and just be a huge punitive imposition on business at a time when they can least afford it.
Mark, that'll have to be the last word. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Mark McKinnon, former chief media strategist for President Bush. He's now affiliated with the Workforce Fairness Institute. This is Dateline Washington.